We are doing the Drashot Aran, and we are up to the fourth speech. The fourth speech begins, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, in the end of Parshat Mishpatim, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, God's honor rested on Mount Sinai, Vayichaseu Ha'anan Sheshet Yamim, and then the cloud covered it, him or it, for 6 days. Vayikran Moshe b'yom ha-shevi'i, and God called out to Moshe on the seventh day. Now let's just review the order of what happens in the Torah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro that the Jewish people came to Mount Sinai, and God calls Moshe up, and then Moshe comes down and warns the people, and finally God appears on Mount Sinai and tells the people the Ten Commandments. And then you have the Ten Commandments in Yisro, right? And then when we hit the end of Parshas Yisro, so it says, the nation stood from afar, and Moshe approached the mist, the fog where God was present. God told Moshe, tell the Jewish people all the different laws in Parshas Mishpatim. And then, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Hashem tells Moshe, I want you to come up the mountain so that I will give you the two tablets. So we have the Ten Commandments, and then a conversation with Moshe, all the laws of Mishpatim. And then God tells him, ascend the mountain, and I will give you the two tablets. Moshe ascends the mountain, and we have Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, and then in Kisisa, the Jewish people do the golden calf, and after 40 days, Moshe comes down the mountain with the two tablets, finding them doing the golden calf, and dashes the tablets. And there's a discussion among our sages, when did this take place? What we read here, that God tells Moshe, come up the mountain to me. When did this take place that the cloud descended and covered something for 6 days? Was the cloud covering the mountain for 6 days? Or was the cloud covering Moshe for 6 days? And only after 6 days of Moshe's preparations for his ascent to heaven did he actually go up on the seventh day. And that's discussion number one. Off of this discussion, the Ran will explain a few concepts to us, and then he will evolve from that into a general discussion about prophecy, about Moshe's prophecy, and what prophecy is, and what other prophets are. And as we've seen in the other speeches of the Ran, we will glean from the Ran's tremendous wisdom on many, many points as he goes off on different tangents explaining different points, only to get back to the original conversation of this Pasuk. So this is just the starting point. So let's begin. Our sages in Tractate Yuma have a disagreement with regard to this pasuk. The pasuk says the cloud came down, God's honor descended on Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days, and then God called Moshe on the seventh day. One opinion says that this preceded the giving of the Torah, this whole pasuk. And when the pasuk says the cloud covered it for 6 days, that's not talking about Moshe, but rather that pasuk is talking about the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days. Kmo shamru sham, as the Talmud quotes over there, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, "Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai vayichaseu ha'anan." God's honor descended on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it. Lahav. That's a reference to the mountain. The mountain was covered with a cloud for 6 days. After the 6 days that the mountain was covered with a cloud, Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha-shevi'i, God called Moshe on the seventh day. Moshe v'chol Yisrael shomim. Moshe and all of Israel were together. Moshe hadn't yet left the Jewish people. He was still with the Jewish people. And after the cloud had been on the mountain for 6 days, God calls Moshe. And the seventh day is the actual day that we saw earlier in Parshas Yisro, when God gave us the Ten Commandments. Rabbi Akiva says, even though this pasuk is written at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, this whole story really happened earlier, before the Ten Commandments. And God's cloud rested on Mount Sinai for 6 days, and on the seventh day, God called Moshe and told him the Ten Commandments. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns. That's how what the pasuk is saying. So far, so good? Okay. And why was God calling Moshe? If this wasn't at the time that Moshe ascended to heaven, so then why does God have to call Moshe? God wanted to give Moshe the honor that he is being called forward from the people, and then God is going to say the Ten Commandments. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that this pasuk happened now, where it's written, after the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, we all heard, we were all standing together with Moshe at the foot of Sinai, that happened in Parshas Yisro. And afterwards, after we got the laws in Mishpatim, then God came down on the mountain. Kmo shamru sham, as the Talmud tells us there, Moshe ala banan v'nitkaseh banan v'nitkadesh banan. After the Ten Commandments, Moshe was called up the mountain. He went up the mountain, and a cloud descended upon Moshe for 6 days, and Moshe was covered with the cloud, and he was sanctified, kedei lekabel Torah liYisrael betara, so that when he receives the Torah, he will be completely pure. Shneimar, as the verse says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem al har Sinai, God's honor descended on Mount Sinai, Vayichaseu ha'anan sheshet yamim, and the cloud covered him for 7 days, leMoshe, that's a reference to Moshe, the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. This happened after the Ten Commandments. After we heard the Ten Commandments at Sinai, afterwards Moshe went up the mountain, God descended with a cloud, and Moshe spent 6 days in the cloud before he could ascend to heaven. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, these six days, and then the seventh day where he ascends to heaven, they're part of the 40 days in which we say Moshe was up in heaven for 40 days. First, there were 6 days where his body had to be purified before he could go up. Valdaton, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion, going with that opinion, Lamdu mizeb masechet Yoma, our sages derived from this in tractate Yoma, Shekol hanichnas lemachane shechina tun prisha sheshet yamim. That anyone that wants to approach God, you want to approach God's camp, you have to take 6 days of preparation. Our sages derived this concept from Moshe. Moshe is ascending to heaven, God says, take 6 days to prepare. You're not just walking up here. From here our sages derived Lekohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, that the high priest on Yom Kippur, before he could do his service on Yom Kippur, he would leave his family and be in a separate room for 6 days in preparation. He's about to go into the Holy of Holies. Lekohen HaSoef Ta'apara, the same holds true, our sages derived from here, that the Kohen who would burn the red heifer would also have to leave his family and be in a separate room in seclusion, preparing himself for that action for 6 days. Kmo shamru sham, as the Talmud says over there, Shimvat yamim kodmi Yom Kippurim, afreshim kohen gadol mebeito lishkat paredrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we take the kohen gadol out of his house, and he goes to a separate room in the temple to prepare for the service. Vamru sham gamken, and our sages also said over there, Shivat yamim kodmi srifat aprayum, afreshim kohen srifat aprayum mebeito lishka shapne abrirat sponam mizracha, that the Kohen who would burn the red heifer would also be separated from his family. He would go in seclusion in preparation for that great service. He would prepare 6 days. Lefi shehem soverim, because our sages are of the opinion, shekmo shehu tzricha prisha shisha yamim lemoshe Rabbeinu, just as Moshe Rabbeinu required 6 days of preparation, leaving his family, leaving the people, preparing himself for 6 days, b'mamadam kudash ahu asher lo haya kamo, when it came to that tremendous occurrence that never happened again in world history, that a human being was invited up to heaven. Never happened, right? One time in world history, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to be taught the whole Torah in the 40 days that he's up there. 33 days according to this, 34 days that he's up there. But because he's going to have this holy revelation, this holy connection with God, he has to prepare himself for 6 days. So the Ran is already leading us up to his question. What the Ran is going to say is, how could you compare? You had a one-time occurrence in history that Moshe Rabbeinu is receiving the whole Torah and God says you got to prepare 6 days. And then we say, so you know what, from that you know, anytime, you know, the Kohen Gadol, once a year, he goes into the Holy of Holies. So just like Moshe, he has to prepare 6 days. How do you compare? How'd you do that? How'd you learn that? The Ran is already setting us up with the question. That's why he's sticking in this point. He's saying, so we learn from Moshe, who had this once in a world history occurrence, that God invites him up to heaven. Just like he needed 6 days preparation, so too the Kohanim need preparation. But you understand, he's already setting us up for the question he's going to tell us next week. Ken titzterech lechol hanichnas lemachane shechina lasot davar mechudash, bilti tmidi. By the same token, anyone who wants to approach God's camp has to do something unique. Vezeo shamru sham, and that's what our sages said. Elamar meyechai alif, Where does the rabbi, Reish Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says we derive it from the fact that they had 7 days of preparation, that 6 days of preparation in the Miluim. Where does Reish Lakish know it from? Misinai. Reish Lakish says, I know it from Sinai. Dichtiv, as the verse says, that God's honor, the cloud settled for 6 days, my shishit yamin. Why do you need a cloud for 6 days? Whoever wants to approach God has to separate himself for 6 days before he can do so. So that's where Reish Lakish knows it from. That's what the Gemara brings over here. But we have two major questions here, says the Ran. Ha'achat, firstly, איך למדו רזל מפרישתו של משה לכהן גדול ביום הכיפורים ולכהן השורף תפרה? How did our sages learn from Moshe to the Kohen who's burning the red heifer or the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? שהרי אין למדין קל מחמור להחמיר עליו. You can't say, well, if in such a stringent situation that Moshe is ascending to heaven to receive the whole Torah, he had to be so stringent to separate for 6 days. So in a lighter situation, the Kohen Gadol here on earth, once a year in the Holy of Holies, he will also have to. It's not a kal v'chomer, that's reverse logic. Because that's more stringent, so that's why he needed to separate for 6 days. Going into the Holy of Holies is less stringent. Who said? If Moshe required separation for that holy event that was a once in a world history event, never again occurred. You can't compare that and say, from there I know a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur needs to separate. Or the Kohen who's burning the red heifer, it's one action, it's not 40 days. It's one day or it's one action. So that's question number one. The Shaila Shniya, and the second question, if you want to say that our sages said, no, that doesn't bother us to discern between Moshe in heaven or the Kohen Gadol in the Holy of Holies. El Hashem Svurim, but our sages are of the opinion, Shekivan Shematzinu, Shanichnas Lemachane Shechina Al Inyan Echad, that maybe our sages meant to say that once we find one source that tells us that if someone wants to approach holiness, even for one point or another point, shetun prisha shisha yamim, that he has to separate himself for 6 days, ken haikesh lechol hanichnas lemachane shechina l'inyan chamur kamo o kal mimenu, we'll say maybe the point isn't how stringent it is. The point is that here we see a concept. You want to elevate yourself, you want to get closer to God, you got to prepare yourself for 6 days. Maybe you'll tell me we could ignore this slight logical discrepancy. We could say it's just a concept. Maybe you'll tell me you could say that. Adainik shelanu, I still have an issue, says the Ran. In ken lama lo utzach Moshe prisha b'ma'amad al Sinai k'shenitnu aseret hadibrot. So hold your horses, wait a second. If that's so, let's go back to the Ten Commandments. How come when the Ten Commandments were given, Moshe didn't require 6 days preparation? We're saying now, according to Rav Yossi Aglili, when does Moshe have these 6 days preparation? Before ascending to heaven to hear the whole Torah. This all happens after the Ten Commandments. Well, if you're telling me the concept is that whenever you want to approach God, you need 6 days preparation, then why didn't Moshe need 6 days preparation before receiving the Ten Commandments? Just apply that logic, a parsha earlier, if that's the logic. If you're telling me, it doesn't matter if you're ascending heaven or you're going into the Holy of Holies for service or you're burning a red heifer, well then Moshe should have prepared himself before the Ten Commandments also, and we don't find that he prepared himself with 6 days preparation. So the Ran says, either way you cut it, I don't understand this Gemara. So obviously he does understand, but he's just posing the questions, and next week we'll start seeing the answers, Bezanshin.